prior to her trip to Washington, tweeted, "Nothing will stop us. They can try and try and try. But the storm is here, and it's descending upon D.C.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Coronavirus cases continue to rise across the country as the U.S. records a new one-day record of more than 3,600 COVID-19 deaths.
Hospitalizations have topped 132,000. Arizona being called the hot spot of the world with the worst COVID diagnosis rate in the country. One out of every 119 people in that state testing positive in the past week.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. U.S. coronavirus deaths have surpassed 361,000. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After several days of nice weather, we have a shower threat that continues in the forecast from time to time today and tonight. It'll be a cool, breezy day with a high temperature in the low to mid-50s at best. Chilly tonight, overnight low 41, as the shower risk will continue. Then tomorrow, look for a mostly cloudy, windy, cold Friday. It'll feel like winter. High temperature only in the upper 40s, but the winds will make it seem colder. Lows in the low 30s on Friday night. Saturday, we have sunshine returning, but high temperatures only in the upper 40s. How about 20s on Saturday night and low 50s for a high on Sunday? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here. Some folks might call you customers, but at Capital Tractor, we're privileged to call you friends. You're the reason we go the extra mile in serving you with quality Kubota equipment. From our family to yours, thank you. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Eskew with Alabama News Network. Crime Stoppers needs your help in finding a murder suspect, 38-year-old Michael Lewis. The victim, William Elmore III, died from a gunshot wound from a shooting that happened Saturday, December 19th, in the 4100 block of Troy Highway. If you have any information on Lewis, call 215-STOP. The Alabama Department of Labor released the official count for initial claims filed during the past week. 10,986 unemployment claims were filed either online or by telephone during this period. 8,734 of those claims are COVID-19 related. That's the highest number since November. Here's a look at the latest COVID-19 numbers across Alabama. More than 4,300 people have died from COVID-19. Just under 3,000 people are in the hospital right now. State health officials say confirmed cases are now over 308,000. Recovery numbers have passed 211,000. I'm Alice Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/private. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/private. That's forhims.com/private for your free online visit. forhims.com/private.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. I know this is going to get you excited. Chuck Schumer said Mike Pence should have voted the 25th. Mm-hmm. Nancy Pelosi's also said that.
Right.
Elaine Chao has resigned as Transportation Secretary in wake of a riot, with a headline reads, that's CNN's take of it. Barbara, let me go to you, my dear. Barbara, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, Dan. First of all, I want to tell you that you are definitely in my prayers.
Thank you.
We need you. We need you around here for a long, long, long time, and I believe the Lord knows that. What I was going to say is people are so discouraged, disgusted, and just flat out mad that if, and it's a great big if, I understand if they were so frustrated they did what they did, but I still don't believe it was MAGA people.
No, but, I definitely was MAGA people.
You say definitely what?
I don't think.
Okay, I didn't think so. But I had stomach problems last night, and I couldn't go. I couldn't take my medicine. So I watched C-SPAN last night during the procedures on the evictions of Pennsylvania's vote.
Mm-hmm.
And I was appalled at the election results. 64 Republican senators voted nay with the Democrats, and 8 of them didn't vote at all. 64 Republicans voted with the Democrats.
Were there not 64? You're talking about in the House or in the Senate?
In the Senate.
There are not 64 Republicans in the Senate.
Well, maybe I misread it. 64? Would it be 64 Republicans in both houses? I'm
gonna
go back because I recorded it. I'm gonna go back and look.
Go back and look at it. Yeah, there's 50.
And
52 right now. It's actually 51.
Okay. I'm gonna have to go back and look and see what I saw because I saw it several times. Like I said, I didn't go to bed till after 3 o'clock. Even when my stomach settled down, I was too upset.
You're out partying too hard, Barbara.
No, I'm too old to do that anymore, Dan. I sit at home and watch TV in the nighttime and listen to you. I listen to you when you repeat in the evening. So, but anyway, like I said, you're in my prayers, and we gotta keep you around for a long time.
Ooh, I like the sound of that. Y'all keep me around.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Barbara.
Oh, put me in for Sweet Creek, please. I'm going to win it one of these days.
What do you say, Joey?
Okay, I think we'll allow it.
Do you know her birthday?
Yeah, he's my Auburn buddy.
6'9", yeah.
6'9", you're in. Thanks, Barbara.
God bless y'all.
Thank you. Tyga.
Hey, how's it going? How's your health, man? Is everything good? I know you had that appointment last week.
I have to do chemotherapy and surgery.
Man, you just got out of surgery, brother. This is tough times, but you're a tough man, so I'm sure you'll get past it and be better man on the other side.
There we go. That's what we try to do.
But this is just kind of disheartening, what's been going on. But I just want to ask you, what are your thoughts? Now, I know you said that these aren't MAGA people. They're not Trump people. So do you think that the Trump people abstained from going inside?
No. I didn't say that. I think the people that were the bad folks out of there were not Trump people. I think that, matter of fact, you're going to get to a point of an interview that there's going to be where a congressman saying, you know, Trump person's in the statuary hall and said, and the police officer's talking to him and says, well, I can't be here. And I think what they thought is, well, this is the Capitol and you just go in. Everybody else is going in. And they went in and started walking around. I think the people that were breaking windows and glass and things like that and crawling in through the windows, I think those were not Trump people.
Yeah, but you got to be a whole different level of naive. You know, I can sell you a bridge in New York, you know, if you think that that's the solution. I mean, you see people breaking in, grabbing people, running
inside.
Tiger,
hang on. Did I say that was the solution?
No.
Why did you say if you think that is the solution?
I didn't say it's a solution. If I did, I don't recall saying that's naive.
You said to me, you're naive if you think that is the solution.
No, you're naive if you think that those weren't Trump people that were involved in that.
Every one of those people were Trump people?
I don't know. I know every one of those people who went in there was wrong, and I think that they knew that stuff going around them was in chaos and shambles. So, you know, if somebody breaks into a door, that doesn't mean that you go through the door.
No, okay. Well, I'm saying the people that were breaking the glass and breaking through the door, particularly the guy with the bike rack who was slamming the door and he had a Trump sign draped on the outside of it, that was done so somebody would think he was a Trump guy.
Okay, I'll check that out. I'm not familiar with the bike rack guy, but I saw plenty of people scaling fences going inside. I mean, when and scaling walls, you know, I mean, I'm saying that's extremely naive to think that these were innocent people who didn't know what was going on.
Well, there's a difference between striking a police officer and scaling a wall, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. But you know you're not supposed to be there if you're having to scale a wall like Spider-Man to get inside.
You don't know that. The person might decide that they just wanted to go scale the wall.
Dan, listen, brother. I remember Morrison Montiel. I think you're the, you're trying to bring that back. But, you know, it's always good talking to you, man.
Thanks, Tiger.
You're stuck on this thing and there's nothing I can say, is it?
No, what do you mean? I'm sorry. I'm delighted to have a conversation about it.
Okay. All right. Take it easy, brother. And I hope your health gets better.
Appreciate it. Steve, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, Dan.
Steve-o, how's the captain?
Man, the captain is doing fine. He got friends brought to him for Christmas, so he's doing splendid.
I was driving in from Atlanta on Sunday, and I was thinking maybe I should call Steve-O and see if he and the captain want to meet. But then I remembered I had to go get some stuff done, and the captain probably would not have aided me with that, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. You know what the last caller said was kind of, I'm trying to hang with him, but all this summer we heard from everybody, especially the media, that the good people were coming in and peacefully protesting during the day. And then at night, the bad people were kind of coming and starting to mix in with them, and you couldn't tell who was good and who was bad. But the majority of them were good. So, you know, possibly that happened yesterday. I don't know. It could have. Maybe it didn't, but they were all wrong for committing criminal acts, if they were committing criminal acts. Also, when Jason said earlier that they don't burn or we don't burn, however he said it. What happened to St. Andrew's Church when he set the church on fire?
Oh, yeah.
You know, what happened at the police station? What happened at people's, you know, businesses all over this country this summer that got burned? I mean, that's just not right that they did set fires. But anyway, I think, and you're probably going to disagree with me, but I just think Trump's brand's been damaged.
No, why would I disagree with that?
I think it's been damaged to the point of no return. I just don't think he'll be a viable candidate in the future. I think the egg's cracked, and I think a good percentage of the yolk ran out, and he won't ever be able to get it back in. And I hate that.
Yeah, me too, because that's exactly what they wanted.
Exactly. And I think he could have done some damage control yesterday, but for whatever reason, it didn't happen, and now he's damaged goods. But, hey, a question for you. In regards to the Trump team filing, you know, trying to file in the courts, those were civil filings, weren't they?
Right, they're not criminal.
Okay. So the level of proof in a civil court is preponderance of the evidence,
right,
which is a lower standard than in a criminal case.
Right.
So as a judge told me one time, you don't have enough. You know, I've given you in the past, but today you don't have enough.
Yeah.
And you need to go back and get some more. Because it's just not one thing. It's the totality of it all. So I just wonder why one judge didn't say, okay, y'all don't have enough, but come back when you do. And I mean, it's just, whether you call it fraud, Dan, or whatever you want to classify it, but when the Constitution says that the state legislature is the only body that has the authority to change the voting laws, and you change them arbitrarily, then isn't that a legal point that you could argue in a court?
That is a legal point, and they did argue that, and the reason they never brought up fraud is because they didn't want it to be at that standard of criminal. But the problem is, how do you show how much you were damaged?
Well, if you give them time to gather the evidence, and it's the totality of all of the evidence, just like the federal mail employees destroying mail, sworn affidavits from poll workers that watched.
Right, yeah, and I've got all that, but the problem is you have to put a number to it, because what you're saying is we don't want this election certified, and you need to take votes out to show that Trump won, to certify it as a Trump victory. So how many votes do we know that did that? And that's the problem, is that they could not produce enough votes to overturn the election. They could not point to. They could show, yes, they did it wrong. Yes, they didn't follow the law. But how much were you damaged? And that's what they couldn't prove.
Right. Well, I just think Trump is not going to be with us anymore. And I think he was a different cat. He didn't take a salary. And I think he wanted to see America go forward and reclaim some ground we'd lost through NAFTA and everything else. But y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Steve-O. You have. Tell the captain I said hi.
I certainly will.
Going to a break. Soldier Boy coming back to you.
Dan Morris Show.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
New year, new budgets. Every small business has unique needs. And when you partner with a Dell Technologies Advisor, you get real-time, tailored advice. They'll even give you a free consultation on your servers and storage devices to develop a custom solution to help improve your company's productivity. Plus, get special financing with Dell Business Credit and big savings on business computers with Intel Core processors. Call a Dell Technologies Advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios in Montgomery, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 2 years now, and I can't say enough good things about the folks here at Blue Water. It's outstanding. We've been in business for many, many years, and without a doubt, Blue Water Broadcasting Radio has absolutely been our best mode of advertising. I highly recommend it to any business owner that wants to grow their business.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Boy, you guys are making me busy little beavers today. Morris Corporation South, that's a great place to start the new year out, right? 567-9000, John Williams and the gang up on the mountain in Wetumpka. Give them a call. See what they can do for you, particularly if you have a VA loan that's anywhere in the threes or higher. I'm telling you, it's going to save a bunch of money. I've got a colonel that saving $3,600 a year. That works for me. Can work for you, too, in the words of Tim James. Mortgage Corporation South, NMLS number 232-876, equal housing lender. Take advantage of this, folks. It's the easiest loan you can do if it's VA, but they can help you with other things too. 567-9000. Soldier Boy, how are you, my friend?
pretty decent in yourself, sir?
I'm sorry?
Pretty good in yourself, sir?
I'm doing good.
You sound good.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, it simply amazes me that the director of Homeland Security wants Trump to come out and condemn what happened yesterday. I'm still waiting for, Sleepy Joe to condemn all the damage that Antifa and BLM did. When are they going to do that?
Wait, the director of Homeland Security?
Yep.
Ken Cuccinelli?
Yep. That's what I read on the news.
I didn't see that.
That's what I saw on the news. That kind of shocked me. I was like, didn't Mr. Trump appoint him?
He did, and he's acting. That is kind of surprising to me. But yeah. Keep going.
Maybe Joey can do a little bit better
just
research.
Keep going.
Okay. And then the second thing is we're talking about, I totally agree with you what happened. I think I had mentioned earlier on Joey's show that, Antifa people need to cover up their tattoos and not be, so obvious about it when they start to do damage. You know, it seemed like you're right, 100%. When they were busting through the windows, maybe a couple Trump people, including myself, had I been there, are so fed up and so pissed off and emotions take over, I might have jumped through the window, but I wouldn't have broken the window.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I would have got sucked into it with the wrong crowd.
Yeah, the guy that is sitting there, he has a shield. He is busting the window out. He's got a helmet on and a backpack that he's wearing that is kind of a standard Antifa kind of
guard. Modus operandi, huh?
Yeah, and he bangs it out and then busts it out and crawls through the window.
You know, all you had to do is change the date stamp on that. It also flashed back for about 5 or 6 months ago.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the same process. I think a couple people got sucked into it, and, it just simply amazes me. And then Schumer, like you just mentioned, Schumer and Pelosi want to enact the 25th Amendment?
Right.
Really? He's got 2 weeks left in office. These people will never, ever stop.
They are going to do everything they can, including the media, to destroy Trump now and after January the 20th. Because if he comes back, it'll be the Mandela effect. He'll be stronger than ever. And they know that.
Yeah.
They absolutely know that.
And just underline what Dan's saying, if they do the 25th Amendment or through impeachment, you can do it to where you can never hold office again.
Yeah, impeachment, you can never hold office. Let's do this. Go to John Turley and play cut number 2, I think it is. Impeachment, yeah, 25th Amendment. Listen to this. He's going to give you the nuts and bolts of it.
Many people are on the fence, including a lot of Republicans, about what Ted Cruz was doing, getting a dozen senators to protest the Electoral College, 3 states in the way they did their election, and about 100 other congressmen. Were they doing their constitutional duty, or were they augmenting it?
Yeah, Brad, I'm glad you asked about that, because we had a congressman, I believe Congressman Lura, who said that this really is the fault of those challengers. As you know, I opposed the challenge from the outset. I didn't see the basis for the challenge. But that doesn't mean that the use of the Electoral Count Act is an invitation to riot. I think that we have to use this as a moment of unity, not weaponize it for political purposes. These members were making the same challenge that Democrats have made in the past. Many of us disagreed with it. But they weren't calling for a riot. They were using the legal system. They were making a challenge under federal law.
Understood. I'm just saying some people are blending that. There was rumors that some staffers are pushing for the vice president to enact the 25th Amendment and get the president out with 2 weeks left in his term. Can that happen?
Well, it can happen. It's just extremely unlikely. Keep in mind that the act has a 4-day period where the president can then object. They then renew essentially that disability claim, and they get 4 more days, and then there's a vote in Congress. So there's an 8-day period folded into this, which is sort of a process period. So you're talking about running this to the very end and effectively removing him within a couple of days of his leaving office, 4 or 5 days before he's leaving office. And that's even assuming you have the merits. You got to be very careful with this. When you start to remove presidents for what you perceive as a mental disability, it is a standard that can easily be abused. This is about constitutional faults, not character faults. And it's very dangerous if you start to say, well, I just view him as unstable, unless you've got very strong grounds.
Okay, so today's the 7th, 13 days left till...
You don't have enough days.
So it's you have 5 days.
So basically, they're just running their mouths to make a show.
Yeah,
trying to damage him more.
Yeah, exactly. The whole purpose is to damage Trump. They have to. They got to kick Trump in the butt as much as they can, the Trump people look bad as possible, so they won't reunite. They'll feel tarnished by Trump, ashamed of Trump, and then Trump hopefully will go away. But they're not going to quit. On January the 21st, they'll be talking smack against Donald Trump, I promise you.
Oh, I guarantee it. I guarantee you, as soon as some of the things they implement in policies and procedures and bills and our economy starts to tank or waver and a stock market goes down, they're going to blame it on Trump.
Oh, absolutely.
We've got to have a fall guy all the time.
Anything bad is Trump. Anything good is Biden.
Oh, exactly. You know what? I would love to have Trump come back, but this time instead of Pence, you know, I'd like to have somebody like Ron DeSantis as a VP. What do you think?
I'm not sure DeSantis. I think there's so many good choices out there. It's unbelievable.
Who do you like? Cotton?
No, I think Noam, the governor of South Dakota, would be very interesting.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too.
Good looking, and she's got some you-know-what.
She does.
I think some people like Ted Cruz could be interesting. Again, this is a bottle of wine's worth of information here. Start in your mind rebuilding the Trump cabinet.
Yeah.
Who would you put in as Attorney General, for example? Ted Cruz could be an interesting guy.
Until
Lindsey Graham did what he did yesterday, Lindsey Graham could have been a really interesting guy.
Who's that other guy that came down to the college and did a speech down here?
You talking about the one in Auburn?
No, the one in Montgomery on Atlanta Highway. Faulkner University did that.
Oh, Trey Gowdy. Trey Gowdy would be a very interesting guy.
Yeah, because he seems to have a pair of components.
But you can start putting together some people that... You can take everything he learned from his first 2 years of mistake of cabinet and say he doesn't have those cabinet members. He could, and if you've got the Senate, and I think we'll actually gain some Senate with this one, I think we could pick up four. I think Warnock will be history in 2 years.
Well, I agree.
He has to run in 2 years. But I think you can pick up 22 and some in 20, you can pick up a lot in 24. And if you've got the right Senate mixture, I think he could build one hell of a government, one incredible government.
But we got to fix these election processes in these states first.
Oh, absolutely. No, let me tell you, nothing is going to change until you change basically 7 states and you get it right. And
not only in change it, but enforce it too.
Well, one way you're going to change Georgia is you're going to elect a new Secretary of State and a new governor. I just don't want the new governor to be Stacey Abrams.
Oh, no. She still thinks she won it. You know,
she did.
They made a Joan of Arc out of her.
Yeah, really. But Diet Masters is looking for it.
And Soldier Boy, it is a bottle of wine conversation because I thought this would be later in 2021 to get the popcorn. I guess I was predicting too late. It already started.
Mm-hmm.
But so much could happen on the Republican side and the Democratic side. There's just so many things that could occur that you might get another outsider. Who knows?
Yeah.
You'd have to start looking outside institutional politics again. You never know. And it could be somebody more even-tempered and not the same exact style of Trump is taking that type of path. And it could be on either side. It's just there's so many options right now.
Yeah, the interesting factor, and again, this is about a bottle of wine difference, is that if Trump is taken off the playing field, what you do is you create a vacuum. And with that vacuum, you're going to fill that void. And who's going to fill the void? And with the Democrats, they hate Trump a whole bunch. But who's going to follow after Trump?
All right.
That could be interesting.
Yep. All right, gentlemen. Well, I hope your day goes better. It's got a little cloudy, a little cool out there.
I know it's all yucky out there with the wine.
It's kind of murky out there.
I've got to go take Benji out for a walk.
Oh, he'll still enjoy it. My dog did. She sniffed that cold air. She loved it. She's a Scottish Terrier, but, you know, I guess she loves that cold, windy, blowing air.
By the way, that is a great dog. I had one when I was a little boy named Buzz.
She is no retriever.
They are smart as they can be.
I tell you, she is smart, you know, but she doesn't retrieve, and she's not the greatest on commands and everything. But you talk about a loyal and dependable. Maybe she should have been on Trump's cabinet.
There you go.
Yeah, because she is loyal and protective to the bone. You know, she is just by my side all the time.
I like that. I got to fly, buddy.
Have a great day, guys.
Let me go to a break. Breaky poo right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie.
Number 15033.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All American Auto and Tire.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After several days of nice weather, we have a shower threat that continues in the forecast from time to time today and tonight. It'll be a cool, breezy day with a high temperature in the low to mid-50s at best. Chilly tonight, overnight low 41, as the shower risk will continue. Then tomorrow, look for a mostly cloudy, windy, cold Friday. It'll feel like winter. High temperature only in the upper 40s, but the winds will make it seem colder. Lows in the low 30s on Friday night. Saturday, we have sunshine returning, but high temperatures only in the upper 40s. How about 20s on Saturday night and low 50s for a high on Sunday? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You can't always get what you want, but you can't go to Dylan Wings and get what you want. How about that for a segue? 119 Brown Swings Road. I'm going to tell you, two talented people, Josh and Leslie Ryder, they are great folks. They're going to take care of you. Why? Because you can walk in and say, I'm a Dan Morris show listener. They go, oh, wow, come on in. I'm going to take care of you. And they do. I mean, they will help you out when you need jewelry repaired. You need to get something customized, custom built. a special ring for that special engagement. Valentine's coming up. Dylan Wayne's can do it for you. 119 Brown Springs Road, and give you a telephone number. Just call him, say hello to him. 334-215-3669. Dylan Wings. Go by and see them. Josh is so talented. Leslie is so lovely and such a gift enthusiast. She is like a shopper's shopping expert. Go and see them. Guys, for Valentine's Day, get that little fun trinket from Dylan Wings. Let's go to the phones and go to Jim. Jim, how are you, my friend?
I'm terrific. How are you guys doing?
Good. Long time no talk to you.
Yeah. Well, I'm not working anymore, so I'm not.
Yeah, you are working. You are working.
Well,
you're working for your wife.
She's a terrific boss.
She is.
Anyway, I don't see any incentive to get the elections squared away. I mean, Democrats are in control. They got it exactly how they want it. They have to perfect it. They have to be a little better at it. But I don't see any change. I don't see them making any changes in any of the state laws.
First of all, the federal doesn't have anything to do with the state election. Election is a state operation.
Yeah.
So in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Georgia, Arizona, Michigan, you have state legislators that are run by Republicans.
They are?
Yep.
Well, where the hell were they then? Did they let them get away with this to begin with?
They were not in session.
For 4 years?
No, it wasn't a four-year situation. It was one stupid legislature in Georgia did the COVID. They actually changed the law to so you could do easier absentee balloting.
Yeah, like anybody could do it for anybody.
Well, that's the way it got interpreted with the agreement that the Secretary of State did. But this can be remedied in a state. And matter of fact, there's some legislators here in Alabama that, so this does not happen in Alabama in the future, in counties that do have this kind of stuff going on, because I had a legislator ask me about it, and I said, you know, you just call John Merrill and let him tell you, off the record, but officially, what are some things that are going on? That's what you need to fix. And John Merrill will tell you what needs to be done. Because John Merrill and I have had this discussion.
I mean, in 4 years or 2 years when we have the next election, they better have election day. None of this crap. You could start a month early. What a bunch of bull.
It really is. And it was done under we need to give people the power to exercise their right to vote. No, what you're doing is you're giving people the power to steal.
Steal. And they did. They did. Well, there was one, was it one state or one county that was like 140% over their registered voter?
There were several counties, but the one that you was at percentage was Wayne County and Michigan.
So that they don't find that a little confusing?
Yeah, no, exactly. That's what the problem is that there needs, you know, how did you get to that point? How did you get to the point where your more voters are coming in? More votes are coming in than there are voters. You're the election person. How did that happen? Because we're holding you responsible for that. That was an act of fraud, and you should lose your job, period.
Yeah. And the other thing is, if you have 70% turnout for the registered voters, that's terrific.
Yeah. If you have 130, that's spectacular.
That is unbelievable.
We did 130%.
I hope this clears up, Dan, because I'm really depressed about this.
Me too.
And you just keep spreading the good. Did you see the? My wife saw this video, and I don't know how factual it is, but it appeared that the state troopers escorted four buses of people in to this thing in Washington, and. I mean, God knows they're probably Antifa.
Yeah, we had a caller that said that something along those lines. I couldn't find any evidence of that when I was.
I'll get my wife to send that to you.
Send that to me.
Got,
Just make sure it's something credible.
Well, I mean, how would I know?
Well, sourcing would be helpful.
Thanks, big guy. Have a good day.
See you, big guy. John D., what's up, buddy?
Well, it's a great, dreary day, you know?
By the way, I'm sorry I couldn't talk this morning. I had a lot going on.
No. Understood. But in that regard, what I was passing along to you, and you may have already talked about this, and I think this comes from the Washington Post. Now, I know, yeah, be careful. But if David Perdue in Georgia got 30,000 less votes in that congressional district that elected Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, who is very conservative, that is a very, very, that may be the most conservative district, congressional district in Georgia. So this is kind of like one of those 1970s horror movies, you know, made for TV movies. The calls coming from inside the house.
Yeah.
If we didn't turn out 30,000 votes for David Perdue in that Republican district, in other words, the drop-off, it's almost like we got nobody to blame but ourselves, Dan. That's just crazy.
It is.
Why didn't those people show up?
You got to ask Karl Rove.
Well, they're motivated voters, I guess is what I'm saying. They are highly motivated as a general rule. And the president, you know, had a rally up there right near that district, I think in Dalton.
Right.
Remember, on Monday.
Right.
So why did they, you know, I guess what I'm saying is I can see a lot of things. We need to fix a lot of things, but when 30,000 of our own voters don't show up, that's a problem in an election that it would have probably won. But I'll tell you something about those two guys over in Georgia, and I think the same thing's true with Biden. They won, put that in quotes, maybe, elections that they shouldn't have, especially the two Senate candidates. Those two guys are so radical and so out of touch with even moderate voters in Georgia. You just mark my words. They'll be sending Reverend Warnock home 2 years from now.
Yeah.
Okay?
Is that, well, if Warnock is going to play the Schumer game, he will not be around. It will be a short-lived Senate majority rule for Chuck Schumer.
Amen. He's the Doug Jones of 2020, you know?
Yeah.
But, so, there are a lot of things that need to be done. I don't know how much y'all talked about that, but when I saw that and said, you know, we have got to, if we had addressed that issue, we'd have one of those Senate seats, and that would have made a big difference, because, as you know better than I do, you control the agenda when you're the majority leader or the speaker, you know?
Yeah, well, you control the committees is going to be the big part.
Exactly.
I know, exactly. But see, I know you're excited about Bernie Sanders being in charge of appropriations.
Well, you know, he's such a tightwad, Dan. I mean, I want to go to Office Depot and buy a bunch of legal pads for the FBI and some pencils.
And he won't let you.
Yeah, I mean, the guy, he's just going to be, look, hey, here's the silver lining.
Real quick.
For everybody out there listening, yeah, we'll win elections again in the future.
Oh, absolutely.
And the one reason we'll win is their policies don't work, Dan. Even if they stack the deck, even if they add two new states or three new states, when you get to Jimmy Carter interest rates and Jimmy Carter inflation again, okay, and a hostage crisis of some sort, you're not going to get reelected. Ask Jimmy Carter. So let's just hang in there and buckle our chin strap. But as you've said and pointed out, we've got some institutional disadvantages with the news media and a voting system stacked against us. And that's, we have to play perfect football. That's the bottom line.
And we've got to get down to the bottom of this. Thanks, John. Going to a break. Coming back, Jason S., you're next.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit headleymetalbuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Wow, rounding the bend on the Dan Morris Show on a Thursday, getting ready for that TGIF edition of the Dan Morris Show. I was going to say I was cleaning my shotgun, but then y'all would take me seriously. Can't joke about something like that. Meeting young Daniel for a beer or two. Let's go to Jason. Jason S., welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Just contemplating what happened in Georgia, what happened in Philadelphia. And we had Republican, I think we had Republican houses. I'm pretty sure we had Republican senates. And yet, you said they were, or at least Georgia was not in session. What would have prevented them, after seeing what happened, to have come back into session and tried to deal with it? And because they were not and did not deal with it, what gives you a confidence, any type of confidence, that they will deal with it in the future and that we will not have the same type of shenanigans that happened in Fulton County and happened over in Philadelphia, to where we will get a Republican governor reelected, or not necessarily reelected, but another Republican governor in the state of Georgia with a Secretary of State that will do something, and to get this Democrat governor out of Pennsylvania.
You put in a lot in there. Several things in what you're saying. The whole trick to this is not the legislators themselves. There he is, Musk dancing. Elon Musk is dancing on back in this January the 7th. Potential presidential candidate.
Well, and what I love is the guy, he's now the richest man in the world, and it's very clear he's not doing it for the money.
He's not doing it for the money. Let me go back to your question, Jason. The trick, the key to this whole thing are the people. If the people get incensed enough in Georgia and want the changes to happen, they're going to pressure their legislator to get something done. And what they need to do is write some ironclad legislation. The problem is the lieutenant governor is very much in line with the secretary of state and the governor. And I thought, I had hope for him the first time I saw him. Then he started mouthing off about how Trump needs to shut up and not talk about fraud. There was no fraud. And he just doesn't have eyes to see. But the way to change that is elections. And the way to change that is public pressure.
Okay, and I'm also back to the same place that I was of we go to the election and you've gotten away with it once, and I'm assuming that you're saying that the ironclad legislation has been put in place before that. I can only hope. I just don't see it happen.
There's legislation in place. The problem is there's not a penalty if you don't do the legislation the way you're supposed to. That's the penalty factor of this is not in there. So it says what a Secretary of State should do, but it doesn't say what a Secretary of State who doesn't do that, what should happen to that Secretary of State. That's the missing ingredient.
Greg, if we can get a tribunal and then firing squad, I think that would...
Well, let me tell you something. If you say...
I'm kind of tongue-in-cheek.
I'm not. If you say you shall not take absentee ballots beyond a certain time and date, you shall not mail out absentee ballots to every voter. And if you do... then you will be subject to, and then have at it, whatever you want to put in subject to. That's going to change a whole bunch of stuff. What? Firing squad. Okay.
I like firing squad.
There you go.
Yes.
See, the problem is there's no penalty on all these people that did all this crap. There's no penalty for them doing what they did. Now, there is, believe it or not, there's penalty for the worker who worked for the election office or the county who did it, but there's not for the election official.
Do you see any of those over in Georgia going to jail?
I don't see anybody in Georgia going to jail for anything.
Wow.
Because Sergeant Chills thing, I see nothing. Nothing. Everything was fine. And, I mean, when that election officer stood up and said, oh, no, the ballots underneath the... Oh, they were doing their job. But then when they said, let's talk about the count that happened, he wouldn't talk about it. They talk about looking at the absentee ballot request, wouldn't let them see it. I mean, this is what the problem is. There needs to be a transparent system, and the legislature needs to create a transparent system. You must have a ballot security person from each person that's represented on the ballot. You must.
Can I get you one more question in real quick?
Real quick.
If the U.S. government legalizes 15 to 30 million illegal aliens, I don't see any state being able to elect conservative governors.
Whoops, did we lose him?
Senate, still here.
Okay, well, let me tell you why that's not as impactful as you think it is. When you look at where illegal aliens are, they're not necessarily in already conservative states. It does have an impact on states like Arizona, but it doesn't have an impact on states like California. I got to go.
Yeah,
I got to go, Jason S. Joey, thanks for a great show, my friend.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and I keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great. He's next. Adios.